to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, waste management. It's not something that we think about necessarily as a business owner, though we all, of course, do generate waste in some way, shape or form, some of us more than others. And it's not something that we particularly factor into a business unless we've got a large project going on. But luckily we have two people here today, and I have to reinforce the two people because I've been told that one of them will do no speaking, so we'll see how we go with that. Two people here today. We have Candace and Charlene, who have a brilliant business with such a fantastic value core called Greenwise Skip Bins and Bags, or Bags and Bins even. If we want to rebrand you.
Yeah, we've done that, so let's stick to it.
So, Greenwise Skip Bags and Bins. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, this is not what I would traditionally associate with two young women. What's going on?
I don't know about the young part. Yeah, so it's sort of something that we kind of fell into. I didn't wake up one morning and go, I want to play with people's rubbish.
That's the thing. It's not usually something people aspire to. Now, that's putting no negativity, of course, around your very valuable work, but...
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Charlene and I had been looking to do something with our time because I just had a baby and we were bored at home, really. And
you do know that most people bored at home take up a hobby.
No, Charlene's like, because she's always worked back in South Africa, and they just arrived, and we kind of had all the spare time on our, well, not that much, so spare time, but we had time on our hands that we needed to fill. And we had played around with various business ideas, and then she's like, oh, I've got this idea. What could go wrong?
Okay, so what we're saying here is that despite the fact that Candace is doing all of the talking, Miss Charlene, this is actually your fault.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's always her fault.
Okay, so how did you come up with an idea that was something like, you know, Greenwise?
Well, we were looking for something that was different, and when we were going around in circles trying to work out what we could do, I came up with the idea of maybe doing the trailer because it's not in the country. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is in South Africa, and it's quite popular in South Africa, and where labor is a lot cheaper in South Africa, and it's still, so many people are still doing it. I thought, why not try it? So lots of back and forth and engineers and all that kind of stuff, and yeah, the trailer was designed to come into Australia, and here it is.
So by a trailer you mean like a skip bin on a trailer, so you can just drop it off and pick it up?
Yeah, so our trailer's designed that we can actually lift and drop off skip bins. It's not like the trailers that are here where you actually drop the whole trailer off with the skip attached. Ours is a skip bin, a proper conventional skip bin that normally you would drop like a truck could do. So we thought, let's do skip bins on trailers. It's a lot cheaper than having a massive truck. Mm-hmm. You can use your family car, which we do. It's something that is more universal because you can use what you have and you're just purchasing a trailer. So the whole idea originally around the business was that we were going to bring in these trailers and we were going to try to sell the trailers as a business. And then
a bit like a franchise.
Business. We wanted to run it first to see all what possibly could go wrong. And we wanted to, if we franchise, we want to be able to tell, give the support that we need to. Mm. And that's how it started. But obviously coming from South Africa, when we started picking up the skips, we realized what people were throwing away. And coming from a third world country, we were like, that can't possibly just go into the bin. Going to landfill. So, and that's how Greenwise started. We changed the name, realized that we didn't want to go just down the trailer route anymore. We wanted to make a difference, an impact in the environment, and decided to sort the skips and stop stuff going into landfill. We go through the skips, we sort all the cardboards, all the steel, we take out all the appliances that goes through to e-waste. We basically will try reduce as much as we possibly can to going into landfill. So on the average skip, we're probably taking out about 60%. Obviously, there's some skips that we just can't take out most stuff, but most of the skips, we will take out all the steel, all the cardboard, And only basically what's left is going into landfill. Okay. And all our green skips obviously go through mulching. So green skips go straight into recycling. There's none of our greens obviously goes into the landfill, but in a general household skip, then obviously what we can salvage, take out of there, we do pay it forward. We've got a couple of places we donate to, so we'll take out books. We give a lot to the kindy groups,
toys,
a lot of people, toys, Lego,
art supplies,
Lego. So much Lego.
Lego in boxes, still sealed in their packets. It's heartbreaking to see it. Yeah. So, what we actually ended up doing was we needed to find what was happening to the rubbish when we saw how much was coming into our bins that was certainly reusable. We then did a couple of courses through the Mindari Regional Council and speaking to people there that are passionate about reducing waste, sort of really kickstarted us onto this journey of sustainability and what we could do with various things. And so like our fabrics that we get in terms of doona covers and sheets and pillowcases, and that all gets bundled up, and then we donate it to organizations like Boomerang Bags, and then they make recyclable bags from that. So a doona cover doesn't just go and sit in landfill, it now has a use that's preventing more plastic waste. Next month we're going to do away with plastic bags. So these things now become more important and more useful to the general, you know, to general public. We also donate clothes to charities like refuges and women's prisons. And it's stuff that we would use. Our kids have lots of stuff on the skip bins. They're like, where did you get this? It's so nice. And we just kind of look at each other with like a grin. They're like, it's from the skip bin, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, but it's great, isn't it? It's still got its tag on. It's a pair of Levi jeans. Like, you know, I think, you know, because Australia is such a wealthy country and there's not a lot of lack in terms of things like clothes and toys and that, people don't really appreciate how much time and resources goes into making a pair of jeans. You know, cotton, it's then, you know, harvested and woven, and then it's dyed, and then people are standing making that. They're not getting paid very much. Then it's getting shipped to Australia, you know, resources in terms of getting moved from, you know, store to store. Then you go and buy it, then you let it sit in your cupboard, and then you just fold it up and toss it in the bin. It's just such an enormous waste of resources. So sort of part of our aim is also sort of an educational platform as well.
Were you surprised at how much Australia throws away when you got here?
I've been here a lot longer. I've been here for 10 and a half years. So I'd seen bulk collection. So when I first arrived, we only arrived with 8 suitcases. We didn't have any furniture. So I did a lot of like my shopping on the side of the road. I was like, I can't believe they threw out this stuff. And then Charlene was here over Christmas one year, and we had bulk collection. She was like, just like taking photos and sending it back to us. Can't believe what they're throwing away. So I suppose I've become used to it, because in South Africa, you don't just throw away stuff. So you would give it to your domestic helper, who then would take it back to wherever she lives. And if she didn't want it or couldn't use it, she would pass it on to, you know, the people in her village or the people that lived around her. And so there was always use for someone, until it was like literally, you know, in rags or, you know. And here I go through skip bins and there's brand new shoes still with the tags attached.
So why do you think people don't necessarily take a step like donating something to the Salvos, or they just throw it out in bulk? Is that because we're just so crazy busy, or we're just lazy, or we...
I don't think it's so much laziness. I think it's about time management. I think we live, in order to afford these really fancy things that we have, we are really busy. We push ourselves to the end. You know, you have children, you're running from, you know, school to after school activities to, You might have a partner and they're working crazy hours, so you're sort of juggling your home. A lot of women are raising children and working, even if they're not working, you know, outside the home. They, you know, a lot of women in Australia have, you know, like little businesses that they do. I think people are just incredibly busy, and then comes the lack of education. What do I do with this stuff? Mm. You know, and Selvos don't want all your junk. No. You know, they only take certain things. So by putting that stuff into a bag and shoving it into those bins, a lot of that stuff ends up in landfill anyway, because it's not the appropriate avenue. Whereas we offer that avenue. We've sourced through various things because it's our passion, and we linked into a lot of people who have knowledge and or tell us what they need. We are able to really divert a lot of the stuff. I also admin a group called the Buy Nothing Project. Right. So I admin for our local area. Each group is it's divided by suburbs or areas where you live. So I do the Marmi and Sorrento because that's where I live. And basically it's Buy Nothing. So you put anything on there that you don't want. And there's no expectation that you're going to get something in return. No money changes hands. You know, sometimes people leave gifts, but it's totally not expected. All people really expect is a thank you. And the same, you can go on there and go, oh, I'm desperate for whatever. You know, my kid's going to a costume party and I really don't want to have to buy a whole, you know, cowboy costume that he's only going to use for one day. Guaranteed someone will stick up their hand and go, yeah, I've got. So it's about not just necessarily buying stuff for the sake of buying stuff. And I think a lot of people do that here. And it's also, there's a certain element of keeping up with the Joneses. There's a certain element of, if I don't have that in my life because advertising has told me that I need it, otherwise I'm lacking something. Mm. And that's why, you know, you've got, you know, 5 pairs of shoes that you never wear because you feel that you have to buy it. And then once you get home, you're like, you know, once I go to that special occasion, you know, that just doesn't happen.
Is there places that we're not aware of in Perth, or places that we don't know are available?
Yeah, sure. So, for example, books. So some government institutions, like prisons, for example, or new schools, they often have the money and the funds to build the library and to put the shelving in and to put the furniture in, but then they don't have enough money to stock it correctly. So, you know, you could call up your local prisons and go, I have, obviously, you know, given the sensitivity of the venues, mm-hmm. you know, children's books for children, you know, for schools and that sort of thing.
So no copies of 50 Shades of Grey in amongst
probably
them,
not, nah.
Not, in amongst not even got it.
And say, well, I've got these books. Would you be interested? I mean, there's a lot of rural schools that don't have the facilities to just go and buy, because the cost of getting stuff up there, coupled with the cost of buying them, is just too much for them. So, you know, and there's a lot of people that'll take them up there, you know, mission trips or people that are volunteering in rural communities will happily take that. It's just about finding those things. And funny enough, we've spoken to a lady who works with prisons, a women's prison, and that's what happened. So we give her the books that obviously are appropriate for that scenario. And
it's not Breaking Bad or, you know, or Jailbreak or anything.
Yeah, some stuff that's, yeah, not so much of the violence. But also a lot of self-help books, you know, those sorts of things also go well.
So is this something that you've obviously... you've got the skip bins there, you're processing this. We're assuming you're not standing there with your gloves, typically sorting it yourselves. There's a whole team. Oh, you are. hang on. You know what you can't see here, everybody, is that Charlene's
laughing because she's like, yeah, we actually play with the people's trash ourselves. It's awesome.
Charlene's frantically pointing to herself, indicating that perhaps that Candice does the administration and Charlene does the real work.
She'd dream on.
Okay, so if people are looking for options along these lines, is this something that you guys can help with?
Yes.
Because I think one of the barriers to doing it is going, oh my God, that's just so difficult. Where the hell do I go? So is that perhaps a first conversation that you can have with people?
Yeah. So we've also partnered up with personal organisers and people that help with decluttering and that sort of stuff as well. So if it's a huge sort of, there's obviously quite an emotional attachment if you get to a stage where you go, I'm so overwhelmed, and people become really, and that's another thing, is people become really attached to their stuff. They don't want to throw it out because they can't bear the thought of it going to landfill. I'm like that with my children's clothes. You know, my sister's like, please just get rid of the newborn stuff for my daughter who is turning 6 this year.
She's 6. She doesn't fit.
It's not, you're not going to need them ever again. And it's hard because my memories of her are in those clothes. So I don't want to just throw them in a salvos bin because I don't know who's going to get them. Do you know what I mean? I sort of want to hear the story of where they end up.
But I guess throwing them in a salvos bin is better than throwing them in the rubbish.
Oh, no, for sure.
But I think you're right. If you know they're going to, like my books, I've got an emotional attachment to my books.
Yeah, no, for
but
sure.
But if I knew that they were going to go somewhere, and that's why I've still got them, is if I knew they were going to help someone else who perhaps a women's crisis centre or something, then you'd feel better about letting them go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So if people want to have a discussion with you about this, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, they can just ring us up. Either ring us up or send us an email. Mm-hmm. We're happy. So we also offer like a load and go service as well. We do that a lot for our small and medium business clients. They often don't have the time and resources. Either they're a small business, so they themselves don't have the time to sit and load a skip bin for 3 or 4 hours. So we offer a service where we'll load it for them and then go. People that just can't do it themselves because they're either a single mother and they can't lift the stuff, you know, by themselves, moving big items out of the home, or they're elderly, or they have some sort of disability that prevents them from loading the skip bin. We'll help with that. But yeah, they can just ring us up or send us an email. We're always happy to help where we can.
And are these people psychically able to work out what your email address is, or are you going to share that with us?
Our number is 042-278-7788. And the email is info@greenwiseskips.com.au.
Fantastic. So if you're looking for a solution, obviously, to perhaps that cluttered room, which you know it's going to go to a home where it's really well loved, you guys definitely sound like the solution.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.